This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And to welcome in everybody, a happy Friar Friday to you as we get underway on a very short get-together. Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony's down in Atlanta, of course, with the Padres, getting ready to start a four-game series against the powerhouse Atlanta Braves. Matt Scraby's alongside as well. We'll be here till about 3:15 today, so we got a little more than an hour to hang out with you and talk about what's going on, but you know, it's a good thing we don't get paid by the word today, guys, because we're not going to be here long. Anyway, Tony, let's get some words in. Having said that, day off for the Padres, probably much needed after that series for the from the Rockies. But, you know, somehow you go out there, put a W on the board tonight, and you're able to put what happened this week behind you.
Yeah, I mean, that is the life of a big leaguer, right? I mean, it's going to, there's going to be some time periods, or a period of time, I should say, where, you know, you're not playing well. And it might just be a series. It might be longer. You try to keep them short, but you don't really have a choice. The schedule is as such that you got a day off yesterday, and guess what? There's a game today. So you can continue to fret about the last three if you want, but you'll risk losing more games because of that. So
yeah,
they'll try to turn the page today. Matt Waldron gets a shot here on the road against a very good Atlanta Braves team, and Max Fried, who's been throwing the ball pretty well himself. So it won't be easy for sure, and we got some lineup changes as well today.
Well, you know, I think that's something that we'll have to discuss here. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. We brought it up anyway, that the Padres statistically, and it's a small sample size, but statistically they've been rather awful against left-handed pitching so far this season. As a team, the Padres are hitting 197 against lefties. That is the second lowest mark in Major League Baseball. The only team lower than the Padres in that category is the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Cardinals are 196, so the Padres are barely out of the cellar in that regard. And, you know, the last, at least off the top of my head, the last three games against left-handed pitching, they haven't come up with much. Gomber shut them out, shut them down in Colorado, or in the Colorado game Wednesday. We had Paxton, the Dodgers, pitch shutout
Imanaga.
Baseball. And then, yes, Imanaga before that. And the Padres.
And then Lodolo before that.
Right, Lodolo before that. So, yeah, Ranger Suarez, I got to throw him in there. I think he also shut the Padres down completely. So you're going up against a really good left-hander tonight in Max Fried. And Mike Schilt's going to at least shift things around a little bit, dropping Manny Machado to the five spot. I guess we'll get the entire lineup in here shortly.
Well, I was I was waiting to
yes,
play
you're
that.
Upset. If you,
I was staring at you.
You know, he doesn't think that we should be allowed to talk about the lineup unless he plays that sounder first.
You can talk about the lineup after the... Don't start with me, because there's been times when you guys are like, where's the lineup sounder? I don't hear the lineup sounder.
Well, I wasn't really giving the lineup, though. I was just talking about Manny being dropped to the five spot. But since you've played the sounder,
we
might as well regale everybody with the entire lineup.
All
so
right.
Why don't we do that, and then we'll talk about the changes that have been made.
I like that plan, Chris. Good one.
All right.
Luis Arraez leading off. Tatis second. Profar third. Cronenworth batting cleanup. Manny Machado batting fifth. Bogart sixth, Jackson Merrill seventh, Ha-Sung Kim eighth, and Higashioka ninth.
All right, so it's really it's not a life-altering change. I mean, he's moving Profar into the three spot. He's dropping Cronenworth down one, and he's dropping Manny down one. Also, we've got Arrives in there this time against a lefty at the expense of Donovan Solano, who at least had two hits against left-handed pitching in the last game. But, Tony, to me, it's not a whole lot to do about much, but a little change is probably warranted just to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, a left-handed starter on there on the mound. Jerickson's really the only guy hitting lefties well. And so you move him into the three spot with the hopes that, you know, Luis Arraez is on base and Toddy's on in front of him. And now you're putting one of your better hitters against left-handers in a spot where he can have some success. So, you know, it's not a major change into the lineup. But, listen, when you just got swept and in the last six games, the offense hasn't really done much. You're probably going to look to tweak without, you know, making too many drastic moves. And I think that's what this lineup is today.
Yeah. The one thing that has really caught my attention, and I think yours too, Tony, and pretty much everybody, we talked about this for a while yesterday on the hour-long, commercial-free Padre Roundtable. Don't miss it next Thursday. But is the fact that the Padres are only going to go as far on offense as their big three are going to carry them. And right now their big three have been kind of the mediocre to small three, and that's Manny and Fernando and Xander. And interestingly, you know, they all bat right-handed and statistically should be crushing left-handed pitching. So the reason that the team is hitting so poorly against lefties is pretty much on those three guys to me, Tony.
In part, yeah. You can't really argue against that. Those guys, looking at their numbers throughout their career, have hammered left-handed pitching.
Right.
And so, again, I don't have the explanation for it, why it is that they aren't this year. It's probably a combination of small sample size. They may not, you know, maybe something mechanical is going on against lefties. I don't know what that is. But, I don't think you can find an issue with the statement that this offense can only go as those three go, you know, or at least those two of the three go.
Yeah, know? Right. And somebody's got to get hot.
Right. And so, I mean, that's kind of where it is. And so you hope today is the beginning of that. But certainly the offense has, in part of the reason why it has been inconsistent is because it's largely done it without those big three that you're talking about. I mentioned two of the big three because Toddy at times has been, you know, that good enough. But I think overall where you see where he sits right now, you know there's more in there.
Yeah. I also think it's a little interesting tonight, not, again, overly so, but, you know, Mike Schilt's not going to play the extreme righty versus lefty starter as he's been doing. I mean, he's got Arraez in rather than Solano, and he also has Jackson Merrill in there rather than Azokar. And he's been sitting those lefties against lefties, but he's not doing that tonight. So hopefully this will help the Padres. Hopefully they'll break out. Hopefully they'll catch a little something. And they're probably going to have to. Matt Waldron's on the mound tonight. You know, I'd love to think he can go seven shutties against Atlanta, but pretty much nobody can go seven shutties against Atlanta. So, Waldron, you hope he keeps him in the game and gives him one of those solid outings.
Yeah, I mean, Arraez is probably the exception to the lefties sitting out rules. He's not going to sit out against lefties. He's going to play.
Well, he has been, though, Tony. The last two games he did. So, I'm just...
I think that just happened by circumstance.
Okay.
Trying to get him a day off
All
here
right.
and there. He's not going to be one of those lefty guys. But, yeah, the Merrill, maybe you could see that one. But Azokar played yesterday, so you don't want Merrill. At this point, you're not saying Merrill's strictly a platoon guy. So, you know, I see why those two are certainly in the lineup today. But I think going back to your pitching point about Waldron, yeah. I mean, how is his knuckleball going to perform today? Is he able to get ahead? Because all those things in particular are important to him having a good start.
Yeah. Please pray to the knuckleball gods that the that is dancing today.
That
Scraby.
Got me. That got me.
The knuckleball gods.
Yeah. Yeah, see,
well, they live.
We've done Fist City this week and knuckleball.
The
gods.
Knuckleball gods. The knuckleball gods have spent much time in Atlanta. Remember, Phil Niekro was a knuckleball star there.
How
for many
could I
years.
Ever forget?
I'm sure you couldn't.
I do know who Phil Niekro is, but
good.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that he threw a knuckleball.
He did.
So I know why Mike Schilt moved Manny to fifth.
Okay.
Last year he bat fifth once. And he went 2-for-4 with a home run. His OPS was 1.750. So
I
there
see.
You go.
Mike Schilt's doing his research. So are you, apparently.
Yes. Because I remember, I was like, has Manny ever bat fifth for the Padres? And
wow. Look at
you. I was
you.
Surprised that there was one game last
look
year.
Look at you. Normally on a Friday, you're much too lazy to come up with a statistic like that. I'm very proud of you.
I know that. Whoa. I wasn't at least in jail this morning. We'll get to that.
We will
Yowzers.
Get to that.
Tony. Like, I know you're going to say that it's not a big deal, and I know that Manny doesn't feel this way, but do some baseball players take it as a personal thing when you get moved down in the lineup?
No. I mean, sometimes they do. I don't think in this case.
Yeah. No, I wasn't talking about this case itself.
I don't think in this case it's one of those situations. But, yeah, I mean, if a player doesn't feel like it's warranted or if they're not being honest with themselves, they could take it there.
Yeah.
But I think these guys, when you get moved in the lineup for a game, it usually doesn't spark nothing. It's when it's multiple games over time that it could become an issue for some guys.
Yeah, I don't think this is one of those. I mean, to me, it's like he's got to be thinking along with the rest of us, which is we got to find a way to win a game tonight, and we'll worry about the rest of that stuff later on. And, you know, I'll leave us with one thing on the Padres. You know, you have to play these games, and we just found out that you don't win them on paper, right? The Rockies came in, did what they did. But on paper, this game is going to be quite the test. Because the Padres have won only one of Waldron's 8 starts this year. And on the other side, we already talked about the left-handers and struggling against them with Fried. So the matchup on paper does not favor the Padres. But then again, that doesn't always decide what happens. All right, let's touch on a couple of other things that are going on. I woke up early this morning. First thing I... Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong, but Scottie Scheffler sure did, Tony Gwynn Jr. The number one golfer in the world gets involved in an incident this morning on his way to the PGA, the Valhalla Golf Course there in Kentucky. And as it turns out, you know, at least from what he's said and now what the officers have said, you know, there was a holdup with traffic because somebody had been actually killed in a...
Yeah, that's the horrible part.
And that really is. And,
it was a volunteer, I believe.
It was somebody got hit by a vehicle. And so, yes, they had the traffic all halted and everything's, you know, like that. And Scottie Scheffler was arriving and he was diverted around the traffic. And apparently... You know, he was told, you know, to stop or told not to go any further by an officer. And either Scottie Scheffler didn't hear him or didn't understand him or was just defiant about it. I'm not sure. But Scottie kept going. And the officer actually tried to latch himself onto the car. I don't know why this officer for a moment thought he was Superman and that he was going to be able to slow down a moving vehicle. But that's what he did. And so Scottie Scheffler winds up dragging this officer 10 or 20 yards before he stops. And just like that, handcuffs come out. Scottie Scheffler's kind of helped, escorted, I might say, out of the vehicle. And right to jail he went, Tony Gwynn Jr. So it really affected him, though, because he got out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Went back to the course and shot a 5-under-66 to move right up onto the top of the leaderboard.
He sure did.
This guy has no, you know, his ice water in his veins, as they say.
Yes.
But what make of you of this situation, Tone?
I mean, it. First of all, the internet is undefeated.
Right. They're going crazy on this.
They went crazy with the mug shots and the Law and Order music that they have playing in the background. It was funny, and I saw it first thing without kind of hearing what had happened,
right? Right.
And then I found out later on.
Oh, you're on the East Coast, so that's you're way.
Yeah,
ahead.
He was already awake when this happened.
Yeah.
Then I found out that somebody died, as you know, not as a result, but in this whole situation. So you know, what I thought was funny, I kind of took down the post because I didn't know the kind of background with it. But that being said, man, it sounds like just a kind of an unfortunate situation for Shoffley because I think.
Let's not get Xander in any more difficulties.
For Scottie Scheffler. The thing that I keep coming back to is I can imagine the volunteer, obviously, the police knowing what has happened already are probably already heightened aware. Somebody already died in this whole traffic situation. So when he, you know, when Scheffler, you know, is told to do something and he doesn't end up doing what he's asked to do, I can see how tempers probably got heightened here pretty quickly. And so it sounds like on both sides, it seems like it was a little bit of a misunderstanding, although there were some charges brought. I mean, it sounds like I was listening to ESPN today. It sounds like those are going to be dropped at some point. Yeah, man, this is a situation gone bad pretty quickly.
Yeah. They attached the word felony to one of the charges.
Yeah.
That's got to get your antenna up a little bit.
Do him and Shohei Ohtani have the same lawyer?
Do him and who?
Shohei Ohtani have the same lawyer?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, because he's made this go away so quickly?
Is that what you're referring to? He wasn't even really... I will say this before I get into my jokey jokes, because people think I'm super serious about this whole thing. I don't think he needs to be charged with a felony. I'm just making jokes because I'm like the COVID cop from back then.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just the whole thing is like when a police officer says to stop, you should stop.
Not a bad idea.
That's all I'm saying here. I'm not disagreeing with you.
He thought he was being like waved through.
Right. See, his contention, I mean, it was dark, right?
It was 4 or
5 in the morning.
There are reports that he heard he had two different set of instructions, and he was following one. And that totally could be the case. So I'm not saying
one officer told him one thing, somebody else told him something else.
So after his round, he sat down with the media, and he started off by saying he, you know, at the time didn't know about the accident with the volunteer that was killed, and so he was very apologetic about that. I will say he was very apologetic about everything, although he is so convinced that this is just going to go away. So that's
and
the only thing.
You know, I hate to say it, but he wants it just to go away.
Why shouldn't it just go away?
I mean, it really should.
Well,
the officer
is claiming injury, and I'm not saying that Scottie Scheffler should go to jail.
You mean Hercules got hurt in the act of...
All I can think of is Happy Gilmore with the lady on the windshield.
Yeah, I just don't understand why this officer thought he was strong enough to slow down a moving car.
Also,
I don't know that he thought he was strong enough. I think he was trying... I mean, given what had already happened, he probably was like, yo, we can't have another thing go awry here. We've already, you know, we're out here for a reason at this point. So, and then, you know, they probably didn't know who he was, too, at the same point.
They actually asked him, one of the reporters asked him in the post thing, did you drop your name? And he said, no, I didn't drop my name. I just said...
What is my man who covers the football stuff?
Darlington.
He was on there. He was on the scene.
He said Scheffler asked him for help.
Please help me. And I'm like, that's kind of name dropping.
No, he didn't say please help me. I think he said, can you help with this?
I saw please help
me. I thought he said, can you help with this?
What is he going to do?
I don't know what he could do, but maybe he was hoping Darlington would come over and say, do you know who he is?
Some people actually have never been in handcuffs before, so maybe it's like a little bit of a panic.
The first time I was in handcuffs, I was panicked, okay? I'm telling you, I don't think Scottie Scheffler needs to go to jail. I don't think he needs to be charged with
a
felony.
Oh, you want him to throw the book at the guy.
No, I'm just having a little fun with it. I'm just having a little fun. But the internet is undefeated right now with all the Harrison stuff.
They've been a blaze. Internet is relentless.
Yeah. Yes, it is relentless right now.
Sorry, Chris, there's
a post out there that says when Scottie gets picked up from jail and it's Tiger going for the high five saying big dog.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
Yeah. The internet didn't miss any opportunities to seize the moment here. I just, you know, look, The incident aside, and the incident needs to be, you know, discussed, and we did. But let's give this guy, I mean, some sort of credit. I mean, to go through all of that, be handcuffed, go to jail, you know, partly of your own doing, but to go to jail, get out of jail, warm up for 25 minutes, and then shoot 5 under par in the second round of the PGA and move into the, you know, right to the leaderboard. Hey, this guy's superhuman. That's a superhuman thing. I don't know too many guys who could overcome that.
He was doing his stretches and his warm-ups in his jail cell.
I mean, this guy is incredible.
This is also funny to me. Come get him. He knocked on the door, and he like kind of did this signal for, like, come on, let's go. So Scotty said, I had to roll up my mat, and I had to leave. So he had to roll up his mattress to go and turn it in on his way out.
Excuse me, sir, can you hang on a minute? I'm going to need to spend another moment or two in the cell.
Yes, I'm visualizing the third hole right now.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler, quite the morning. All right, hopefully the Padres have quite the evening. We'll let Tony get going, get ready for the broadcast. He and Jesse have it for you in just a little while. Meantime, we'll carry on with the conversation. Gwen and Chris for a Friar Friday. Happy you're with us on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a rollicking open to get us started on this Friday. Scraby, you're on fire.
Fire!
Tony Gwynn Jr. is off, getting ready now for the broadcast. The game's, I mean, coming up soon.
Yes.
As long as it's not delayed by rain.
Don't even say it.
It's in the potential forecast.
Don't even say it.
Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there as a possibility.
Getting the Scraby 3000 weather radar.
Would you please? Your own personal radar.
Yes, I'm
weather
looking.
Radar. Sam Levitt is out just outside the studio here, the Odyssey Palace studio. He's getting ready for the pregame show, which gets underway in about 45 minutes. Among the things Sammy will be telling you is that the Padres may rank second to last in Major League Baseball in hitting against left-handers. We already discussed it. 197 is the average against lefties, and they are facing a lefty tonight in Max Fried. However, Sammy Levitt is a glass-half-full kind of guy. Sammy Levitt points out that although they can't hit lefties, no team in baseball has a better batting average on the road than your San Diego Padres. How about that?
Jackson Merrill leading the charge on that one.
Yes, right. Jackson Merrill's having a great season on the road. Maybe that's why he's in the lineup tonight against the lefty. Because they're on the road. But yeah, the Padres are hitting .285 on the road. That's the best batting average in baseball away from Petco Park. So maybe getting away from Petco Park will do them some good. We'll all find out starting tonight with game one of this series. Meanwhile,
he's still hitting .397. I just looked it up on the
Jackson,
road.
Jackson, on the road.
Yes.
.397. To me, that is just kind of an arbitrary thing. But, I mean, do you honestly think like his entire career he's just going to hit 200 points higher on the road than at home?
No.
Okay, well, that's why I'm saying
I think
really it's a little
arbitrary. I don't really have an explanation, but he basically has the same at-bats away and home, and he's hitting .183 at home.
.183 at home. So he's 200 points higher on the road.
He has 71 at-bats at home, 13 yeah. hits. 68 at-bats on the road,
maybe
27
you,
hits.
Maybe you hardcore Padre fans just intimidate him.
No, what I think it is that Petco Park is not yet playing into his strengths.
All right. That sounds like about as analytical as you can get.
No.
You personally can get.
I love going talking about the XW Slug OBA Plus.
I just want to know what your BAPIP is today, Scraby.
810.
Thank you. But I'm going to say this about Jackson Merrill and doing it and getting it done on the road. This is no fair comparison, but it's something I can think of. When I did pitch, Scraby.
Oh, yes?
Yes, when I did pitch, I'm going to have to turn it way back to when I pitched. I loved pitching on the road.
Why?
And I hated, I don't want to say I hated pitching at home, but I didn't look forward to pitching at home. But I loved pitching on the road. There was something about going into someone else's ballpark, albeit a high school game or a college game or whatever, but going into someone else's place where all their parents were and all their friends and
man,
all their fans.
Diabolical.
Yeah. And that's right. It was a little, I guess it was. But going in there to where they had all their people and just, you know, I guess for lack of a better term, but just shoving and, you know, basically sending everybody home unhappy and driving home going, who was that guy? He was pretty good. I just liked that whole feeling. It was it was a mental makeup that I had. I really enjoyed it on the road. So maybe Jackson Merrill has that same, you know, that same gene.
Mentality?
Yeah, maybe he does.
Could be. In the chat, ask Chris what his best pitch was in the miles per hour.
My best pitch in the miles per hour? My best pitch was a slider or a curveball. It certainly wasn't a fastball.
You weren't a fastball pitcher.
I could spot my fastball. I really did. I always make fun of myself. I mean, I was good enough to make it to the college, so I was okay.
It's a D1 college, too.
Right. I was good enough to make it there, but I really threw slow. I mean, just flat out threw slow. And I was able to, you know, locate my pitches, move it around, get guys off balance, and get a lot of weak contact. But when I wasn't hitting my spots, then they got hard contact, and I would just get clobbered because I didn't have the, you know, I didn't have the velocity to make up for poor location.
Mm.
But that's just it. That's my, I don't know how fast it was. They honestly didn't invent radar. They did, but they didn't really use radar guns to track how fast you threw pitches back then.
Radar guns were like a huge luxury.
Right. They didn't, you know, they kind of used stuff, but it wasn't like today where every time you throw the ball, somebody goes, oh, that was 92 miles an hour.
So you were more like Greg Maddux.
I liken it to Randy Jones. I was left-handed.
Randy Jones, okay.
I was left-handed, and I threw like Randy Jones.
There you go.
He was pretty successful there for a couple of years.
I believe he won
a
Cy
much,
Young.
Yes, he did, on a much different level than I did. But it was a similar style. So there you have that. Thanks for asking. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll update you on what's going on at the PGA. We talked about Scottie Scheffler and his amazing ability to play through his arrest this morning and join the leaders, but he's not in the lead. Who is? We'll talk about it next when we come back. Also, a look ahead to this weekend's NBA playoffs. Things are getting interesting as we come up on a bunch of elimination games, game sixes and game sevens. We'll discuss next on Gwynn and Chris. 2:39 is the time. Welcome back. Quick Friday get-together ahead of Padre baseball. Sam Levitt's pregame show a little more than a half hour away. Padres and the Hotlanta Braves. Game one of a four-game series. We're not allowed to call it a wraparound series anymore. Remember that? That's what we used to call it, a four-game?
Yes, yes, yes. We called it something else.
Started on a Friday, ended on a Monday. We called it a wraparound series, and people didn't like that reference. They thought wraparound
was a weird way
signified
of
something
it.
Weird. So I won't call it a wraparound series.
What are you going to call it then? What are you naming it?
Four-game series. Oh. Just a four-game series.
Man, that doesn't explain everything.
Mike Shildt was on with Ben and Woods this morning. I bet that was an interesting conversation, so much so that I want to hear some of it. Mike Shildt, a little bit under fire from the fan base right now. Really doesn't seem to have anything to do with the fact that the Padres have fallen two games under 500. Seems to have everything to do with the fact that the fans, I guess they want Mike Shildt to light up his team. They think that he's looking through rose-colored glasses at what's going on here. I don't know. I've said this many times. I think if you're going to be successful as a manager, you do it the Lombardi way. And Vince Lombardi was considered one of the greatest football coaches ever, if not the best. And Vince Lombardi always contended that when your team is down, of which the Padres are right now, that's when you, as a leader, as a coach, as a manager, need to be up. You need to be supportive. You need to stand behind your guys because everyone else is telling them how crappy they are. And then Lombardi went on to say, when you need to be hard on your guy or hardest on your guys is when they're going good. And remind them that you got to keep it on. Anyway, I don't know if that's Mike Shildt's thinking, but I really don't mind it. It's easy for everybody to be upset with how the Padres played against the Rockies. But I don't know, does it look great if your manager comes out after the game and just starts berating everyone on the roster?
Not in my eyes, no.
Not mine either. But it seems to be that because he held a press conference the other day and didn't really take the bait, you know, of saying his team played awful baseball and that they stink, you know, people are upset with Mike Shildt. So with that as a backdrop, he joined Ben and Woods this morning. We will get to the PGA leaderboard for you shortly. Our guy Xander Schauffele is doing some big things right now. But Mike Shildt was asked by Ben and Woods if he understands why there might be some nerves among the fans who are concerned about this team repeating what happened to the team from last year.
I get that completely.
Yeah.
I understand it completely. I get it. I was here in a more of a support role last year, and I saw it. I understand it to a point. I just don't think it's fair to lump this group into the last year's group. And again, I got some serious bias here. So I try to be objective, but I start with this, with that caveat. But, first of all, there are some of the key members of this club that are back, as you know. But there's been a ton of turnover on this team, a ton, and including myself, obviously, and staff, and there's a lot of moving parts to get into where we've got it to now, and that series was super frustrating because we put ourselves in a position to feel like we could kind of take off a little bit, and we feel that same frustration our fan base does. But relative to like one run games, we're already have played better in close games. We've come back way better. This team has, I don't want to compare to last year's team. All I can say is this year's team it plays fundamental baseball, not perfect baseball. That we're not going to play perfect baseball. I hate to tell you, and this is the frustrating part for me is are we ever, when are we going to, and maybe it's happening. I don't know. I don't live in the world, but, you know, in that space outside of our clubhouse a whole lot. But I got to tell you, I do have to answer the questions, and that's part of it too. And I, that's part of the gig. I'll always own up to what we're doing. But if it's like, oh, he didn't do that right in the third inning, or you go on a 6-game road trip and go 4-2, and you're like, hey, remember when that happened, that one thing happened? Yeah, I do remember when that one thing happened that wasn't exactly perfect. This game is stinking hard.
It is stinking hard.
Yeah, and it's it can be stinking hard to, you know, answer the questions when the team is not playing well. Now, I'm not going to push back against Mike Shildt with too much he said there. But he did say that they're playing a lot better in one-run games. Now, that's relative, because last year they were one of the worst teams ever in one-run games. The record this year in one-run games is 4-6. It's not exactly really doing well.
Refresh my memory on last year's record.
I think it was 9-23. I don't have it in front of me, but it was really bad. And remember, they were 0-11 in extra innings until they finally won a couple right at the very end of the season. But this year, they're 4-6 in one-run games, so that's not exactly lighting the world on fire. You know, little things here and there.
They were 9-23.
9-23 last year. So, yeah, it's relative. They're better this year, but they're not great. And I think it holds what Tony has been saying quite a bit, you know, in reference to this year's team. You had to cut payroll by what? Half? $100 million? You know what I mean?
A lot.
A lot.
Yes. A lot.
All right. So you cut payroll. When you do that, and I think we've gone through this many times, but when we did that, we all agreed it was kind of something that needed to be done to reset the luxury tax. It wouldn't have been good business.
No, you can't. I see what you're saying about the half. Yes, the penalty of a third year in the tax would be half, 50% of your payroll.
So they needed to cut the payroll. But when you cut the payroll, that means some talent. You know, on paper, some talent goes away. So your margin for error is less. And that's what Tony's been saying all year. And, you know, I agree with him. Your margin for error is less. So when you're on first base and somebody hits a deep fly ball and you touch second and don't retouch it, those are the kind of things that can cost you a game. Did it cost them the game Wednesday? No. But those are the kind of things. Those are unforced errors.
Yes.
Jurickson trying to get to second base was a bad gamble, but he was at least trying to, you know, do something, make a play. I can live with those. But, you know, this team really can't deal with the mental errors and can't, you know, overcome throwing to the wrong base, missing cutoff guys. They're pretty good at it, but 4-6 is not great in one-run games. So I'm just pointing that out.
No, you're right.
All right. Second thing from Mike Shildt. On with Ben and Woods this morning. And by the way, if you want to hear the entire interview,
lots more questions asked.
Lots more stuff. You can go back on the Odyssey app, look up the Ben and Woods show. That's very simple. Or go to our website, 973thefansd.com, and you can find that interview in its entirety. But the other thing that we're going to play for you is whether or not, you know what, I wrote down what you said, such scribbles that
okay.
I don't know what I said.
So
what
in
you
his
said.
Press conference on Wednesday, and we did talk about this, he said he lives in a different world.
He said he lives in a different world. They asked him what he meant by that. Thank you. Here it is.
So I'm not going to try to even come close to sharing, you know, or thinking about other people's experience or their view. I just have mine, and mine's not like this. Rose-colored glasses, blind, like kumbaya, and it's all great. it's not. But I have, you know, 30-something years of experience winning a lot of baseball games at pretty much every level, and I can discern between getting beat and beating yourselves. And, you know, the outplayed part, you know, it's just, you know, it's a thin margin game.
Yeah.
And it's not like, regardless of whether it's, you know, a team that you feel like is, you know, clearly one of the better teams in the league, or a team that is not one of the better teams currently in the league. But I look at that series and I look at the games, and there were some interesting things that took place that don't typically happen, and I'm not going to overreact to. You know, if you earn 11 walks and you walk and give away one walk, and then you out hit a team, you tip and you don't beat yourself defensively, typically win by a high percentage of those times. But sometimes you don't, and that's the thing that makes this game so stinking hard and frustrating sometimes.
I'm glad he keeps using the word stinking.
Why?
Well, because the alternatives wouldn't be able to be played on the radio.
No,
that's why.
No.
All right. Look, the other team gives you 11 walks. I think we all say we should win that game. But what he's pointing out and trying to point out, whether you agree with him or not, what he's trying to point out is you can walk 11 people in a baseball game and win the game. It's a small percentage, but it happens, and it did on Monday night. So you have to move on and try to get the next game. And then the next two games, you out-hit them or whatever, and you don't throw the game away defensively. You typically win those, but it didn't happen on this homestand in that series. The Padres went 3-for-23 with runners in scoring position. The Rockies went an insane 11-for-27. The Rockies did that.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can blame the Padres entirely for that. They didn't make the best pitches, maybe you want to say. But 11-for-27, that's a team that's probably going to win three games. Every time they had a chance to score, they scored. Every time the Padres had a chance to score, they didn't score. Anyway, that's what Mike Schilt's trying to say. I know that people don't want to hear it. They want to hear him say, we stink. That should have never happened. It is totally called for, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. But I don't think that's going to help you moving forward, especially saying kind of that stuff 46 games into a season.
Yeah. And saying it publicly that you guys, my team stinks, I don't think is the right move for this team.
Seems to be what people want. And because we're not saying it, we're shills for the team. And, we're getting, by the way, Scraby, did you get my paycheck?
No.
From the Padres?
No.
My envelope?
No, I did not. Oh. I didn't get my.
Sammy must have them all.
I do understand what he's saying, though, but I think as a manager, he knows. He's a really smart guy. He understands how the media works. He understands that even though there were good things that happened throughout that series and there were small moments that were good, that's not what we're thinking about, because it all resulted in a sweep of the Rockies.
Yeah, it did.
And so that's why we're asking about those questions. And he may get frustrated with those questions, which is his right, because I would be frustrated too. I'm in this every single day. He's got to live this every single day, and I wouldn't want him to have another mindset right now.
Hopefully they win 3 out of 4 in Atlanta, and when you and I come back on Monday, we can put this all behind us. But I'm telling you what, if they don't win 3 out of 4 in Atlanta, or God forbid they don't win any in Atlanta, Monday's going to be a tough day, Scrape. It's going to be a tough day.
We have a full 4 hours, too.
We have full 4 hours Monday to wrap up this series.
Well, because they're playing the
Monday morning.
Non-wraparound series.
Yeah.
There was a comment on the chat that I think I meant to say last night in this Scraby show, but I didn't. And this comment says, I merely demand formal recognition of at least the possibility of a San Diego curse. I've been staunchly against that for a long time, but it's starting to creep in, Chris.
It's a curse now.
We're back to that already. I mean, what else can we point to at this point?
What is cursed about the fact that if the playoffs were to start today, despite their cruddy record, the Padres would be in them?
We would probably be saying they're in the playoffs, but they had a cruddy record.
Yeah, but we wouldn't care.
You're right. We wouldn't.
All right. Yeah. I'm quite far away from cursing at this point. I'm not far away from cursing, but I'm far away from the curse at this point.
I know, but I'm letting it creep in a little bit.
All right. Life would be better if we had Paul Skeens, I'll say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see what this guy did today? The Pirates, the rookie sensation, making his second major league start at Wrigley Field, struck out the first seven batters of the game, pitched six no-hit innings, struck out 11 in all, and picked up his first win as the Pirates beat the Cubs 9-3.
I've watched both of his starts.
Man.
He's looking like he's the real deal.
I guess. Seven strikeouts in a row to start the game. Six no-hit innings. Pirates at least have one good player. We'll come back, check on the PGA lineup, and also some Daily Gambit. Go ahead, Chris.
So it's really just about pro swinging the bat well, getting a three, and then putting Crony in the four to equalize our lefties through the lineup, and it puts Manny in the five hole, and I think it'll be just fine.
Anybody else?
Have an update on Musgrove for Sunday? Is he?
Yeah, I mean, I know you spoke to some of the guys. I think he's in a really good spot. I mean, he played catch today. It sounds like went well, and he threw a bullpen the other day, and I think he's in a great spot for Sunday. We'll continue to see how he recovers tomorrow, but I think we can expect him on Sunday.
That's Mike Shildt in Atlanta just a short time ago, getting us ready with a couple of newsworthy items there. We told you earlier, Padres lineup, a little different look tonight against the left-hander Max Fried, with Profar moving into the three spot, and Cronenworth dropping to four, Manny dropping to five, where he batted only once last year. With success, according to my researcher here.
Crack research
Matt,
staff.
My crack research staff, Matt Scraby, pointing out that he homered in the five slot.
His OPS was 1.750.
Yes, right, in his only game there last year. So a little different lineup look tonight. And Joe Musgrove, apparently a go for Sunday. That would certainly not hurt anybody's feelings.
That's huge.
Joe's able to get back out there on Sunday. We got Sam Levitt's pregame show about 15 minutes away. Gives us a chance to update you on a couple of things. First of all, PGA Championships, Aztec for Life, Xander Schauffele, still leading the PGA tournament, 12 under par. He's 3 under par today, Scraby, still has 7 holes to play. So he's followed up his 62 with a pretty good round. Give him credit for that. He's playing well, but he didn't crash and burn today. Colin Morikawa, though, 6 under, has moved way up to 11 under on the board, one shot back. And we already mentioned that Scottie Scheffler, despite his arrest this morning. Yes, if you're just tuning in, Scottie Scheffler was arrested and thrown in jail this morning.
They just had his mugshot on TV, and I got to say, it's a little much that his mugshot is plastered
everywhere.
People already made T-shirts, Chris, and went to the tournament.
Free Scottie. Scottie Scheffler, it was a miscommunication, he said. Meanwhile, an officer got dragged by Scottie Scheffler's driving car for about 10 or 20 yards. That led to his arrest. He got out of jail, went out and shot a 5-under 66, mm-hmm. and he's just two shots off the lead. This guy is superhuman when it comes to golf. So it should be a very interesting weekend at the PGA Championships for sure. I think it'd be a very interesting weekend in the NBA and in the NHL. And to that, we head into a quick rendition of the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I just saw some very upsetting news on my phone. It shouldn't bother me.
Is it personal?
No. Oh. The city of Los Angeles has declared May 17th Ohtani Day for the rest of his duration as a Dodger.
That means today is Ohtani Day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 2:39 is the time. Welcome back. Quick Friday get-together ahead of Padre baseball. Sam Levitt's pregame show a little more than a half hour away. Padres and the Hotlanta Braves. Game one of a four-game series. We're not allowed to call it a wraparound series anymore. Remember that? That's what we used to call it, a four-game?
Yes. We called it something else.
Started on a Friday, ended on a Monday. We called it a wraparound series, and people didn't like that reference. They thought wraparound
was a weird way
signified
of
something
it.
Weird. So I won't call it a wraparound series.
What are you going to call it then? What are you naming it?
Four-game series. Oh. Just a four-game series.
Man, that doesn't explain everything.
Mike Shildt was on with Ben and Woods this morning. I bet that was an interesting conversation, so much so that I want to hear some of it. Mike Shildt, a little bit under fire from the fan base right now. Really doesn't seem to have anything to do with the fact that the Padres have fallen two games under 500. Seems to have everything to do with the fact that the fans, I guess they want Mike Shildt to light up his team. They think that he's looking through rose-colored glasses at what's going on here. I don't know. I've said this many times. I think if you're going to be successful as a manager, you do it the Lombardi way. And Vince Lombardi was considered one of the greatest football coaches ever, if not the best. And Vince Lombardi always contended that when your team is down, of which the Padres are right now, that's when you, as a leader, as a coach, as a manager, need to be up. You need to be supportive. You need to stand behind your guys because everyone else is telling them how crappy they are. And then Lombardi went on to say, when you need to be hard on your guy or hardest on your guys is when they're going good. And remind them that you got to keep it on. Anyway, I don't know if that's Mike Shildt's thinking, but I really don't mind it. It's easy for everybody to be upset with how the Padres played against the Rockies. But I don't know. Does it look great if your manager comes out after the game and just starts berating everyone on the roster?
Not in my eyes, no.
Not mine either. But it seems to be that because he held a press conference the other day and didn't really take the bait, you know, of saying his team played awful baseball and that they stink, you know, people are upset with Mike Shildt. So With that as a backdrop, he joined Ben and Woods this morning. We will get to the PGA leaderboard for you shortly. Our guy Xander Schauffele is doing some big things right now. But Mike Schilt was asked by Ben and Woods if he understands why there might be some nerves among the fans who are concerned about this team repeating what happened to the team from last year.
I get that completely.
Yeah.
I understand it completely. I get it. You know, I was here in a more of a support role last year, and I saw it. And I understand it to a point. I just don't think it's fair to lump this group into the last year's group. And again, I got some serious bias here, so I try to be objective, but I start with this, with that caveat. But you know, first of all, there are some key members of this club that are back, as you know. But there's been a ton of turnover on this team, a ton, and including myself, obviously, and staff, and you know, and you know, there's a lot of moving parts to get into where we've got it to now, and that series was super frustrating because you know we put ourselves in a position to feel like we could kind of take off a little bit, and you know we feel that same frustration our fan base does. But relative to like one run games, we're already have played better in close games. You know, we've come back way better. This team has, I don't want to compare to last year's team. All I can say is this year's team is, it plays fundamental baseball, not perfect baseball. That we're not going to play perfect baseball. I hate to tell you. And this is the frustrating part for me is are we ever, when are we going to, and maybe it's happening. I don't know. I don't live in the world, but, you know, in that space outside of our clubhouse a whole lot. But I got to tell you, I do have to answer the questions, and that's part of it too. And it's part of the gig. I'll always own up to what we're doing. But if it's like, oh, he didn't do that right in the third inning, or you go on a 6-game road trip and go 4-2, and you're like, hey, remember when that happened? That one thing happened? Yeah, I do remember when that one thing happened that wasn't exactly perfect. This game is stinking hard.
It is stinking hard.
Yeah, and it can be stinking hard to, you know, answer the questions when the team is not playing well. Now, I'm not going to push back against Mike Schilt with too much he said there. But he did say that they're playing a lot better in one-run games. Now, that's relative because last year they were one of the worst teams ever in one-run games. The record this year in one-run games is 4-6. It's not exactly really doing well.
Refresh my memory on last year's record.
I think it was 9-23. I don't have it in front of me, but it was really bad. And remember, they were 0-11 in extra innings until they finally won a couple right at the very end of the season. But this year, they're 4-6 in one-run games, so that's not exactly lighting the world on fire. You know, little things here and there.
They were 9-23.
9-23 last year. So, yeah, it's relative. They're better this year, but they're not great. And I think it holds what Tony has been saying quite a bit, you know, in reference to this year's team. You had to cut payroll by what? Half? $100 million? You know what I mean?
A lot.
A lot.
Yes. A lot.
All right. So you cut payroll. When you do that, and I think we've gone through this many times, but when we did that, we all agreed it was kind of something that needed to be done to reset the luxury tax. It wouldn't have been good business.
No, you can't. I see what you're saying about the half. Yes, the penalty of a third year in the tax would be half, 50% of your payroll.
So they needed to cut the payroll. But when you cut the payroll, that means some talent, you know, on paper, some talent goes away. So your margin for error is less. And that's what Tony's been saying all year. And, you know, I agree with him. Your margin for error is less. So when you're on first base and somebody hits a deep fly ball and you touch second and don't retouch it, those are the kind of things that can cost you a game. Did it cost them the game Wednesday? No. But those are the kind of things. Those are unforced errors.
Yes.
Jurickson trying to get to second base was a bad gamble, but he was at least trying to, you know, do something, make a play. I can live with those. But, you know, this team really can't deal with the mental errors and can't, you know, overcome throwing to the wrong base, missing cutoff guys. They're pretty good at it. But 4-6 is not great in one-run games. So I'm just pointing that out.
No, you're right.
All right. Second thing from Mike Schilt. On with Ben and Woods this morning. And by the way, if you want to hear the entire interview.
Lots more questions asked.
Lots more stuff. You can go back on the Odyssey app. Look up the Ben and Woods show. That's very simple. Or go to our website, 973thefansd.com. And you can find that interview in its entirety. But the other thing that we're going to play for you is whether or not, you know what, I wrote down what you said, such scribbles that
okay.
I don't know what I said.
So
what
in
you
his
said.
Press conference on Wednesday, and we did talk about this, he said he lives
right.
in a different world.
He said he lives in a different world. They asked him what he meant by that. Thank you. Here
yes.
it is.
So I'm not going to try to even come close to it. To sharing, you know, or thinking about other people's experience or their view. I just have mine. And mine's not like this rose-colored glasses, blind, like kumbaya, and it's all great. it's not. But I have, you know, 30-something years of experience winning a lot of baseball games at pretty much every level. And I can discern between getting beat and beating yourselves. And, you know, the outplayed part, you know, it's just, you know, it's a thin margin game.
Yeah.
And it's not like regardless of whether it's, you know, a team that you feel like is, you know, clearly one of the better teams in the league or a team that is not one of the better teams currently in the league. But I look at that series and I look at the games, and there were some interesting things that took place that don't typically happen, and I'm not going to overreact to. You know, if you earn 11 walks and you walk and give away one walk, and then you out-hit a team, you tip and you don't beat yourself defensively, typically win by a high, high, high percentage of those times. But sometimes you don't, and that's the thing that makes this game so stinking hard and frustrating sometimes.
I'm glad he keeps using the word stinking.
Why?
Well, because the alternatives wouldn't be able to be played on the radio.
No,
that's why.
No.
All right. Look, the other team gives you 11 walks. I think we all say we should win that game. But what he's pointing out and trying to point out, whether you agree with him or not, what he's trying to point out is you can walk 11 people in a baseball game and win the game. It's a small percentage, but it happens, and it did on Monday night. So you have to move on and try to get the next game. And then the next two games, you out-hit them or whatever, and you don't throw the game away defensively. You typically win those, but it didn't happen on this homestand in that series. The Padres went 3-for-23 with runners in scoring position. The Rockies went an insane 11-for-27. The Rockies did that.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can blame the Padres entirely for that. They didn't make the best pitches, maybe you want to say. But 11-for-27, that's a team that's probably going to win three games. Every time they had a chance to score, they scored. Every time the Padres had a chance to score, they didn't score. Anyway, that's what Mike Schilt's trying to say. I know that people don't want to hear it. They want to hear him say, we stink. That should have never happened. It is totally called for, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. But I don't think that's going to help you moving forward, especially saying kind of that stuff 46 games into a season.
Yeah. And saying it publicly that you guys, my team stinks, I don't think is the right move for this team. I mean,
seems to be what people want. And because we're not saying it, we're shills for the team. And, you know, we're getting, by the way, Scraby, did you get my paycheck?
No.
From the Padres?
No.
My envelope?
No, I did not.
Oh.
I didn't get my
Sammy
either,
must have them all.
I do understand what he's saying, though, but I think as a manager, he knows. He's a really smart guy. He understands how the media works. He understands that even though there were good things that happened throughout that series and there were small moments that were good, that's not what we're thinking about, because the result, it all resulted in a sweep of the Rockies, or by the Rockies.
Yeah, it did.
And so that's why we're asking about those questions. And he may get frustrated with those questions, which is his right, because I would be frustrated too. You know, I'm in this every single day. He's got to live this every single day, and I wouldn't want him to have another mindset right now.
Hopefully they win 3 out of 4 in Atlanta, and when you and I come back on Monday, we can put this all behind us. But I'm telling you what, if they don't win 3 out of 4 in Atlanta, or God forbid they don't win any in Atlanta, Monday's going to be a tough day, Scrape. It's going to be a tough day.
We have a full 4 hours, too.
We have full 4 hours Monday to wrap up this series.
Well, because they're playing the...
The Monday game is Monday morning.
Non-wraparound series.
Yeah.
There was a comment on the chat that I think I meant to say last night in this Scraby show, but I didn't. And this comment says, I merely demand formal recognition of at least the possibility of a San Diego curse. I've been staunchly against that for a long time, but it's starting to creep in, Chris.
The curse now.
It's
We're back to that
in.
Already.
I mean, what else can we point to at this point?
What is cursed about the fact that if the playoffs were to start today, despite their cruddy record, the Padres would be in them?
We would probably be saying they're in the playoffs, but they had a cruddy record.
Yeah, but we wouldn't care.
You're right. We
right?
wouldn't.
All right. Yeah. I'm quite far away from cursing at this point. I'm not far away from cursing, but I'm far away from the curse at this point.
I know, but I'm letting it creep in a little bit.
All right. Life would be better if we had Paul Skeens, I'll say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see what this guy did today? The Pirates, the rookie sensation, making his second major league start at Wrigley Field, struck out the first 7 batters of the game, pitched 6 no-hit innings, struck out 11 in all, and picked up his first win as the Pirates beat the Cubs 9-3.
I've watched both of his starts.
Man.
He's looking like he's the real deal.
I guess. 7 strikeouts in a row to start the game. 6 no-hit innings. Pirates at least have one good player. We'll come back, check on the PGA lineup, and also some Daily Gambit. Gwen and Chris.
So it's really just about pro swinging the bat well, getting a 3, and then putting Crony in the 4 to equal out our lefties through the lineup, and it puts Manny in the 5 hole, and I think it'll be just fine.
Anybody else?
Have an update on Musgrove for Sunday? Is he?
Yeah, I mean, I know you spoke to some of the guys. I think he's in a really good spot. I mean, he played catch today. It sounds like went well, and he threw a bullpen the other day, and I think he's in a great spot for Sunday. You know, we'll continue to see how he recovers tomorrow, but I think we can expect him on Sunday.
That's Mike Shildt in Atlanta just a short time ago, getting us ready with a couple of newsworthy items there. We told you earlier, Padres lineup, a little different look tonight against the left-hander Max Fried, with Profar moving into the 3 spot and Cronenworth dropping to 4, Manny dropping to 5, where he batted only once last year. With success, according to my researcher here.
Crack research staff.
My crack research staff, Matt Scraby, pointing out that he homered in the 5 slot.
His OPS was 1.750.
Yes, right, in his only game there last year. So a little different lineup look tonight. And Joe Musgrove, apparently a go for Sunday. That would certainly not hurt anybody's feelings.
No,
Joe's able to get back out there on Sunday. We got Sam Levitt's pregame show about 15 minutes away. Gives us a chance to update you on a couple of things. First of all, PGA Championships, Aztec for Life, Xander Schauffele, still leading the PGA tournament, 12 under par. He's 3 under par today, Scraby, still has 7 holes to play. So he's followed up his 62 with a pretty good round. Give him credit for that. He's playing well, but he didn't, you know, crash and burn today.
That's a good thing.
Colin Morikawa, though, 6 under, has moved way up to 11 under on the board, one shot back. And we already mentioned that Scottie Scheffler, despite his arrest this morning. Yes, if you're just tuning in, Scottie Scheffler was arrested and thrown in jail this morning.
They just had his mugshot on TV, and I got to say, it's a little much that his mugshot is plastered
everywhere.
People already made T-shirts, Chris, and went to the tournament.
Free Scottie. Scottie Scheffler, it was a miscommunication, he said. Meanwhile, an officer got dragged by Scottie Scheffler's driving car for about 10 or 20 yards. That led to his arrest. He got out of jail, went out and shot a 5-under-66, mm-hmm. and he's just two shots off the lead. This guy is superhuman when it comes to golf. So it should be a very interesting weekend at the PGA Championships for sure. I think it'd be a very interesting weekend in the NBA and in the NHL. And to that, we head into a quick rendition of the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I just saw some very upsetting news on my phone. It shouldn't bother me.
Is it personal?
No. The city of Los Angeles has declared May 17th Ohtani Day for the rest of his duration as a Dodger.
That means today is Ohtani Day.
Yeah.
And next year it'll be Ohtani Day.
Yeah, and then the following year
and forevermore it'll be Ohtani Day.
Did you hear what happened with his bobbleheads, too? This is nothing to do with him. This is all the idiots out there, but some of them are selling them for like buying them for $2,300 online. Anyway.
And how is it because of that that you dislike him?
That's something else.
But you don't like the fact that he has his own day. You're not pleased.
You know, I should get over it, and I will get over it.
I mean, you came on and said this is troubling news. I thought something happened to Lucky the dog.
No, God, hey, why would you have put that in the universe?
I was worried the way you said that.
All right, maybe I should start bringing my stuff a little bit different.
Yeah.
Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepick.com for details. And now our Daily Gambit in just 14 minutes, you will hear Sammy Leavitt on the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show, so stick with us. Denver and Minnesota.
What happened here in this game?
I'm not sure, Chris.
Unbelievable.
What happened? You tell me what happened.
Denver decided no-show.
Yeah, 70 points. 70 after they've been playing so great.
These are the world champions. They lost by 45.
Yeah.
115-70. Ant-Man had a big game. Jokic did okay, but the rest of it was a nightmare.
That is a nightmare.
So they go to a game 7 on Sunday.
And you guys chose the T-Wolves. I chose the Nuggets, so I lost that one. The next bet was who would score more in the game, Anthony Edwards or Jokic. Jokic had 22 points. Anthony Edwards had 27 points. All of us said Jokic, so we all lose that one.
Right.
And then this I updated during the Scraby Show last night, but the hockey game between the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Hurricanes were -1.5 on the puck line. Hurricanes, with 15 minutes left in the third period, were leading 3-1.
Yeah.
The next time I look up at the TV, the Rangers were winning 5-3.
It was an unbelievable finish to that game. Chris Kreider, the longest tenured Ranger, scored 3 consecutive goals in that third period. That's not just a hat trick, Scraby. That's called a natural hat trick when you're the only guy that scores and gets 3 straight goals like that. Only 2 Rangers in history had ever done that in a playoff game. Their names, Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky.
It's a good people to
pretty
be
good
on the
company
list
to be with.
Yes, yes.
Rangers go on to clinch the series. The thing that was great was that the game was in Carolina, but they had thousands upon thousands, like almost a sold-out crowd at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
To watch the game.
They did. I saw the footage.
Right? And when Kreider got his third goal, everybody in New York threw their hats on the ice to celebrate his hat trick. So it was a great night for the Rangers. They move on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Final bet was Tyler Glasnow. He had a little bit of issue last night, Chris. Did you see
hiccup.
That?
Little hiccup, yeah.
No, did you see what happened with the umpires? Is that
I didn't see that.
And I'm not trying to bring it up saying he's cheating, because everybody thinks I'm bringing it up to say that he's cheating, but the umpires were really looking at his hand last night because there was some substance on his hand,
I see.
So they all came over and looked at it. But our bet was
He wasn't ejected or anything?
No.
Okay.
My bet, or our bet, was whether or not he would go over under 8.5 strikeouts. Chris said under, Tony and I said over, and Chris got it, but he did have 8 strikeouts.
He had 8, but he did take the L last night.
He did.
Dodgers lost to the Reds.
Gave up 4 runs, too.
Yeah. It just shows it can happen. Hopefully it'll happen to somebody like Max Fried tonight.
Yeah.
Against the Padres. All right, so for the week, I'm 10-6, which is pretty good. You're not as good, 7-9.
Thank you.
Let's get to what we've got coming up tonight. I'm really excited about this game. I get home and I get ready for it. Game 6 of the Knicks and Pacers. Home team has won the first 5. Tonight, the Pacers have to win to keep the series going. Indiana is favored by 5.5 over the Knickerbockers. Scraby, will the Pacers force a game 7? Or do you like the Knicks plus the 5.5 to close it out?
I like
thought process here from you.
The Pacers.
You want to share your thought process?
No, I don't really have one.
You don't have one. You're just going Indiana.
Pacers to force game 7.
I'm not going 5-star, but the Knicks are going to win tonight.
Okay.
I will take the Knicks plus 5.5. Brunson and company get it done.
Brunson and Co.
Yes. Speaking of Brunson, his over-under for tonight is only 34.5 points.
Say
that because earlier in the series he was at 39.5.
Yeah.
He's come down a little bit.
Kind of a steal right there.
It sounds like a steal. I'm going to go over. He's already had 5 40-point games in this postseason. There's only a few guys that have ever done that. Jordan, James, Bryant, you know, Bernard King for old Knick fans. But Jalen Brunson's having a somewhat historical postseason.
Did you say Manute Bol?
Manute Bol just fell short.
Oh, okay.
Of that. Back in the day. Do you remember when he would pull up and shoot the gangly-looking three-pointer?
Are you kidding me, Chris? I went to a Warriors game when he played there, and I was a big Manute Bol fan, and he was shooting
Manute,
threes all over the place.
Yeah, well, now his son's playing.
Yeah,
Bol Bol.
I'm going under on this.
You're
going
to go under for Brunson.
Yes.
Regardless. All right. We do have a Sunday game.
Wait, who are you going with?
I went over.
Okay,
Brunson
over.
Goes
all
over.
All right.
We're going to go with a Sunday game. Game 7 in Denver. Kind of been following this series all along. Minnesota and Denver, they'll play Sunday. The Nuggets will be favored by 5.
Mm.
Who wins, the Nuggets or the T-Wolves in a dramatic Game 7? Scraby.
I'm going Wolves.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus the 5.
You can't put up a 70-point performance and expect to
come back and win the next game.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't seem like it. The problem is when you get an NBA champion playing a young team in a Game 7, the NBA champion team normally has the advantage, but I'm just rooting for Minnesota. I said all along I thought they'd win the series. I don't like their chances, honestly, in a Game 7, but this is what they have to do. We'll see if Ant-Man can find a way. I'll take Minnesota plus 5, but I wouldn't bet much on it. Tonight we have 2 elimination games in the NHL. Florida at Boston. Florida's up 3-2. They're favored by 1.5 goals. I'll take Boston to force a Game 7. Scraby.
I will take the out-of-place Panthers in Miami.
All right.
For this.
Florida has beaten Boston 5 times on the road in the last 2 seasons. We got to quickly check traffic
before
we go out of here. Go ahead.
We have such limited time right now.
I know.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Robert Half. Just a few problems here. One of them is this collision on the Santa Road on-ramp to westbound 52. Also, northbound 805 Governor off-ramp. We have reports of a stalled vehicle over the right shoulder. Up ahead on North 805 before Nobel, reports of some lumber in middle lanes. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
All right, we have just time enough for two more quick bets, Grabby, and then we got to hand it over to Sammy Leavitt. Max Fried tonight, 4.5 strikeouts. You like over or under there against the flailing Padres?
I like. You know what? I'm going to have some faith.
Going to have a little faith?
I'm going to say under.
Going to have faith.
I'm going to have faith. Just why?
I'm not going to have faith.
Got to have faith.
Until the left-handed batting averages change, I'm going to go over for Max Fried.
Oh.
Finally, I thought this would be a fun one. The Giants are favored by 1.5 over the suddenly red-hot Rockies.
The red hot
Rockies are going for their 8th in a row tonight, Scraby.
Oh, man.
I'll take Colorado plus 1.5.
Okay.
Up in San Francisco. What are you doing here?
I'm going to go with Colorado, too.
Going with the red hot Rocks.
Because in the end, the Giants may be there, but the Rockies probably won't be there.
The Rocks are hot. All right. Either that or we help them get hot, however you want to look at it.
Oh, gosh. Don't start it again.
I know. Sam Leavitt's coming up. Among things he will tell you is that since June 15th, 2022, the Padres' record is 153-153. Not quite sure what that means, but just something to ponder.
I was going to say.
Heading into the pregame show, which is next. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Gwen and Chris returns Monday on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So it's really just about Pro swinging the bat well, getting the three, and then putting Crony in the four to equal out our lefties through the lineup, and it puts Manny in the five hole, and I think it'll be just fine.
Anybody else?
Have an update on Musgrove for Sunday? Is he?
Yeah, I mean, I know you spoke to some of the Cayuga guys. I think he's in a really good spot. I mean, he played catch today. It sounds like it went well, and we threw a bullpen the other day, and I think he's in a great spot for Sunday. You know, we'll continue to see how he recovers tomorrow, but I think we can expect him on Sunday.
That's Mike Shildt in Atlanta just a short time ago, getting us ready with a couple of newsworthy items there. We told you earlier, Padres lineup, a different look tonight against the left-hander Max Fried, with Profar moving into the three spot and Cronenworth dropping to four, Manny dropping to five, where he batted only once last year. With success, according to my researcher here.
Crack research staff.
Matt Scraby, pointing out that he homered in the five slot.
His OPS was 1.750.
Yes, right, in his only game there last year. So a little different lineup look tonight. And Joe Musgrove, apparently a go for Sunday. that would certainly not hurt anybody's feelings.
That's huge. Joe's
able to get back out there on Sunday. We got Sam Levitt's pregame show about 15 minutes away. Gives us a chance to update you on a couple of things. First of all, PGA Championships, Aztec for Life, Xander Schauffele, still leading the PGA tournament, 12 under par. He's 3 under par today, Scraby. Still has 7 holes to play. So he's followed up his 62 with a pretty good round. Give him credit for that. He's playing well, but he didn't crash and burn today. Colin Morikawa, though, 6 under, has moved way up to 11 under on the board, 1 shot back. And we already mentioned that Scottie Scheffler, despite his arrest this morning. Yes, if you're just tuning in, Scottie Scheffler was arrested and thrown in jail this morning.
They just had his mugshot on TV, and I got to say, it's a little much that his mugshot is plastered everywhere. People already made T-shirts, Chris, and went to the tournament.
Free Scottie. Scottie Scheffler, it was a miscommunication, he said. Meanwhile, an officer got dragged by Scottie Scheffler's driving car for about 10 or 20 yards. That led to his arrest. He got out of jail, went out and shot a 5 under 66, mm-hmm. and he's just 2 shots off the lead. This guy is superhuman when it comes to golf. So it should be a very interesting weekend at the PGA Championships for sure. I think it'd be a very interesting weekend in the NBA and in the NHL. And to that, we head into a quick rendition of the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I just saw some very upsetting news on my phone. It shouldn't bother me.
Is it personal?
No. The city of Los Angeles has declared May 17th Ohtani Day for the rest of his duration as a Dodger.
That means today is Ohtani Day.
Yeah.
And next year it'll be Ohtani Day.
Yeah, and then the following year
it'll be Ohtani Day. And forevermore it'll be Ohtani Day.
Did you ever happen with his bobbleheads, too? This is nothing to do with him. This is all the idiots out there, but some of them are selling them for like buying them for $2,300 online. Anyway.
And how is it because of that that you dislike him?
No, that's something else.
But you don't like the fact that he has his own day. You're not pleased.
You know, I should get over it, and I will get over it.
I mean, you came on and said this is troubling news. I thought something happened to Lucky the dog.
No, God, hey, why would you ever put that in the universe?
I was worried the way you said that.
All right, maybe I should start bringing my stuff a little bit different.
Yeah.
Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepick.com for details. And now our Daily Gambit in just 14 minutes, you will hear Sammy Levitt on the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show, so stick with us. Denver and Minnesota.
What happened here in this game?
I'm not sure, Chris.
Unbelievable.
What happened? You tell me what happened.
Denver decided to no-show.
Yeah, 70 points. 70 after they've been playing so great.
These are the world champions. They lost by 45.
Yeah.
115-70. Ant-Man had a big game. Jokic did okay, but the rest of it was a nightmare.
That is a nightmare.
So they go to a game 7 on Sunday.
And you guys chose the T-Wolves. I chose the Nuggets, so I lost that one. The next bet was who would score more in the game, Anthony Edwards or Jokic. Jokic had 22 points. Anthony Edwards had 27 points. All of us said Jokic, so we all lose that one.
Right.
And then this I updated during the Scraby Show last night, but the hockey game between the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Hurricanes were -1.5 on the puck line. Hurricanes, with 15 minutes left in the third period, were leading 3-1.
Yeah.
The next time I look up at the TV, the Rangers were winning 5-3.
It was an unbelievable finish to that game. Chris Kreider, the longest tenured Ranger, scored three consecutive goals in that third period. That's not just a hat trick, Scraby. That's called a natural hat trick when you're the only guy that scores and gets three straight goals like that. Only two Rangers in history had ever done that in a playoff game. Their names, Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky.
It's a good people to
pretty
be on
good
the list
company
with.
To be with.
Yes, yes.
Rangers go on to clinch the series. The thing that was great was that the game was in Carolina, but they had thousands upon thousands, like almost a sold-out crowd at Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
to watch the game.
They did. I saw the footage.
Right? And when Kreider got his third goal, everybody in New York threw their hats on the ice to celebrate his hat trick. So it was a great night for the Rangers. They move on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Final bet was Tyler Glasnow. He had a little bit of issue last night, Chris. Did you see
hiccup.
That?
Yeah.
No, did you see what happened with the umpires? Is that
what
I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I didn't
about?
See that.
And I'm not trying to bring it up saying he's cheating, because everybody thinks I'm bringing it up to say that he's cheating, but the umpires were really looking at his hand last night because there was some substance on his hand,
I
and
see.
So they all came over and looked at it. But our bet was
but
whether or not...
He wasn't ejected or anything?
No, no.
Okay.
My bet, or our bet, was whether or not he would go over under 8.5 strikeouts. Chris said under, Tony and I said over, and Chris got it, but he did have 8 strikeouts.
He had 8, but he did take the L last night.
He did take the L. He did.
Dodgers lost to the Reds.
Gave up 4 runs, too.
Yeah. It just shows it can happen. Hopefully it'll happen to somebody like Max Fried tonight.
Yeah.
Against the Padres. All right, so for the week, I'm 10-6, which is pretty good. You're not as good, 7-9.
Thank you.
Let's get to what we've got coming up tonight. I'm really excited about this game. I get home and I get ready for it. Game 6 of the Knicks and Pacers. Home team has won the first 5. Tonight, the Pacers have to win to keep the series going. Indiana is favored by 5.5 over the Knickerbockers. Scraby, will the Pacers force a game 7, or do you like the Knicks plus the 5.5 to close it out?
I like...
Thought process here from you.
The Pacers.
You want to share your thought process?
No, I don't really have one.
You don't have one. You're just going Indiana.
Pacers to force game 7.
I'm not going 5-star, but the Knicks are going to win tonight.
Okay.
I will take the Knicks plus 5.5. Brunson and company get it done.
Brunson and co.
Yes. Speaking of Brunson, his over-under for tonight is only 34.5 points.
Say
that because earlier in the series, he was at 39.5.
Yeah.
He's come down a little bit.
Kind of a steal right there.
It sounds like a steal. I'm going to go over. He's already had 5 40-point games in this postseason. There's only a few guys that have ever done that. Jordan, James, Bryant, you know, Bernard King for old Knick fans. But Jalen Brunson's having a somewhat historical postseason.
Did you say Manute Bol?
Manute Bol just fell short
oh, okay.
of that. Back in the day. Do you remember when he would pull up and shoot the gangly-looking three-pointer?
Are you kidding me, Chris? I went to a Warriors game when he played there, and I was a big Manute Bol fan, and he was shooting
Manute,
threes
huh?
all over the place.
Yeah, well, now his son's playing.
Yeah.
Bol Bol.
I'm going under on this.
You're going to go under for Brunson.
Yes.
Regardless. All right. We do have a Sunday game.
Wait, who are you going with?
I went over.
Okay,
Brunson
over.
Goes
all
over.
Right, all right.
We're going to go with a Sunday game. Game 7 in Denver. Kind of been following the series all along. Minnesota and Denver, they'll play Sunday. The Nuggets will be favored by 5.
Mm.
Who wins, the Nuggets or the T-Wolves in a dramatic Game 7? Scraby.
I'm going Wolves.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus the 5.
You can't put up a 70-point performance and expect to...
come back and win the next game?
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't seem like it. The problem is when you get an NBA champion playing a young team...
True.
...in a Game 7... the NBA champion team normally has the advantage, but I'm just rooting for Minnesota. I said all along I thought they'd win the series. I don't like their chances, honestly, in a Game 7, but this is what they have to do. We'll see if Ant-Man can find a way. I'll take Minnesota plus 5, but I wouldn't bet much on it. Tonight we have 2 elimination games in the NHL. Florida at Boston. Florida's up 3-2. They're favored by a 1.5 goals. I'll take Boston to force a Game 7. Scraby.
I will take the out-of-place Panthers in Miami.
All right.
For this.
Florida has beaten Boston 5 times on the road in the last 2 seasons. We got to quickly check traffic
before
we go out of here.
We're,
go ahead.
We have such limited time right now.
I know.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Davick.
Traffic is sponsored by Robert Half. Just a few problems here. One of them is this collision on the Santa Road on-ramp to westbound 52. Also, northbound 805 Governor off-ramp. We have reports of a stalled vehicle over the right shoulder. Up ahead on North 805 before Nobel, reports of some lumber in middle lanes. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
All right, we have just time enough for two more quick bets, Scraby, and then we got to hand it over to Sammy Levitt. Max Fried tonight, 4.5 strikeouts. You like over or under there against the flailing Padres?
I like, you know what? I'm going to have some faith.
Going to have a little faith?
I'm going to say under.
Going to have faith.
I'm going to have faith. Just why?
I'm not going to have
faith.
Got to
have faith.
Until the left-handed batting averages change, I'm going to go over for Max Fried.
Oh.
Finally, I thought this would be a fun one. The Giants are favored by 1.5 over the suddenly red-hot Rockies.
The red hot
Rockies are going for their 8th in a row tonight, Scraby.
Oh, man.
I'll take Colorado plus 1.5.
Okay.
Up in San Francisco. What are you doing here?
I'm going to go with Colorado, too.
Going with the red hot Rocks.
Because in the end, the Giants may be there, but the Rockies probably won't be there.
The Rocks are hot. All right. Either that or we help them get hot, however you want to look at it.
Oh, gosh. Don't start it again.
I know. Sam Levitt's coming up. Among things he will tell you is that since June 15th, 2022, the Padres' record is 153-153. Not quite sure what that means, but just something to ponder.
I was gonna say.
Heading into the pregame show, which is next. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Gwen and Chris returns Monday on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.